It's Wednesday, December the 7th, and you're tuned in to the T9B podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world.
What if I want to talk about uncool things?
Then you can't be here, all Anthony. Right. You just can't be here. See ya. Just kicking off the show, last week, we did our predictions for the Game Awards.
Oh man, I can't wait to see how right I am.
We didn't do all the categories because we just weren't let's just say we didn't have the background knowledge to properly choose.
You're almost going to use the E word.
Yeah. So we just chose a few of the categories that we'd like. I say a few, it's more like we just omitted four from the 20. And the Game Awards happened, and the winners have been revealed.
Yep.
I'm going to pull up the winners as well as our choices.
Our wrong choices.
And for reference, remember, the first game that I list is your pick. The second one is mine.
Okay.
I think that's how I wrote it last week, because I didn't
you
write
did.
Your name.
That's exactly how you did it.
Okay, and we start from the bottom, we work our way up.
Start up from the bottom now, will you?
Because we wanted to do it the most exciting way possible. So, most anticipated game. Anthony said...
Horizon Zero Dawn?
I said The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. The winner? The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Shit.
I don't know why you just didn't do that. I'm going to put... How should I mark it? I'll do...
Tally marks? Like...
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. We'll say that. Okay. All right. The next category we said was a trending gamer. You said Danny O'Dwyer.
We were both wrong on this.
I said Jacksepticeye, and I can't believe that the winner went to Boogie. 2988.
See, so like I don't get that. Because I watch his videos, and it's just a dude fangasming a bunch.
Did you watch Boogie, or did you watch... his alter ego.
I'm sorry, what?
The fat Boogie dude?
Yeah.
That's a persona he puts on the internet. But he also has just...
I assume that's what it is.
Yeah, but he also on the same channel puts up... I forget his actual name, but he does like just more intellectual conversations with the viewer.
Oh,
and
it's
totally chill, and it's really interesting sometimes.
I guess I've only ever seen what his alter ego is then.
Yeah, no, you should check out his videos when he does just
because I'm like, regular. This dude's a caricature.
Yeah,
like, what
yeah
is it? Why did totally he win? But if he has his own serious side, I guess.
Yeah.
I should check it
like
out.
Like, when, I can't remember the last big controversial gaming thing, but yeah, he has his opinions on that, like his real opinions on it, and it's interesting to hear what he has to say.
All right. I guess, sure.
Best esports game, we both said Overwatch.
And?
Best esports game is Overwatch.
But not Overwatch.
So we both got that one.
All right.
Next category is the best multiplayer game.
All right.
Now, do you remember what you said?
I think I said Titanfall 2.
You did say Titanfall 2. Okay. I said Overwatch. The winner was... Take a guess.
League of Legends.
Overwatch.
Shit.
So there you go. The best sports/racing game is up next. Anthony, what did you say?
FIFA?
You said FIFA 17?
Yeah.
I said Forza Horizon 3. The winner was Forza Horizon 3.
So did you have, like, the answers beforehand? Like,
no, I just know what people will pick. I'll admit this next category, I fully embraced my loss. Because it's for the best strategy game, you said...
I don't remember.
Civilization 6.
All right.
And I had to pick...
Fire Emblem?
I had to pick okay. Fire Emblem. The winner was Civ 6.
Yay! You yes did it.
You certainly did.
I got there.
You did it.
My opinion wasn't unpopular for once.
The best family game, Anthony. You remember you picked here?
I don't remember what this category had
we
in it.
We both picked this one. It is Pokemon Go. The winner was Pokemon Go.
All right.
Okay. Best fighting game. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Audience, you didn't hear that. My sister's baking cookies and she just said, cookies are ready.
Should we leave? No. For cookies?
No, we shouldn't.
Okay.
We'll leave out after these categories.
All right. Okay.
Best fighting game you said was?
Nitro Plus Blasters, Heroines, Infinite Duel.
No.
King of Fighters.
King of Fighters, what you said. I said it was Street Fighter.
Yeah.
It was Street Fighter.
That's actual bullshit. Fuck that category, because it is not the best fighter.
Best role-playing game, we both picked Xenoblade Chronicles X. The winner was...
was not that.
And took me by surprise, because it was, in fact, a DLC expansion pack of The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, Blood and Wine.
I call bullshit on
that. Yeah, sorry, no, that shouldn't have won. Best action-adventure game. This was an interesting category, because neither of us had played any of these games at the time.
But we still picked any of them.
You picked Uncharted 4.
Okay.
I picked Dishonored 2.
Yep.
The winner was Dishonored 2.
Gross, because Dishonored 1 sucks.
Says you.
And I think only me.
Only you.
I think only me.
Only you. Best action game. We both picked Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
And I remember you having a tough time with this one because you thought Doom would have been from what you had played at the time.
Here, sneak peek into my week.
Yeah.
Going back, I would have changed my answer to Doom.
Well, that's the thing about hindsight. It's a bitch because Doom was the winner.
That game's good.
Did we do best VR game? No, we didn't.
We did not.
But we did do best mobile handheld game.
Pokemon Go.
You picked Monster Hunter Generations.
Oh.
I picked Fire Emblem Fates. The winner was Pokemon Go.
Gross.
Yeah. Best indie game.
Oh, we did do this.
You said Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
I said Firewatch. The winner was Inside.
We're both wrong.
This is an interesting one. Best performance.
Oh, I know the winner of this.
You went for the New Blood, Troy Baker.
Troy Brewer.
I went for Tried and True.
Old Nolan Guard. Nolan North.
Guess who won?
Nolan North.
He did win. He destroyed it.
Whatever. Troy Baker got a sick Nolan North burn in.
It doesn't matter. It just means he was a sore loser.
But it was before the award.
Nah, he knew. He knew he lost. The best music. Music or sound design.
Okay.
You said Thumper.
Yep.
I said Battlefield 1.
Sorry, was Doom in this category?
Yes, it was.
I would have picked Doom.
Hindsight's a bitch because the winner was Doom.
Why didn't I finish that game last week?
Okay, art direction.
All right.
You picked Firewatch. I picked Overwatch. The winner was neither of the watches.
What?
It was Inside.
That game's black and white.
Okay, best narrative.
All right.
You said Mafia 3 for some reason.
I don't know why I picked that, to be honest.
I picked Firewatch. Neither of us had played the games. And the winner is also a game we haven't played. Uncharted 4. A Thief's End.
Sure.
All right, now we get into the two big ones. Best studio/game direction.
I picked Blizzard?
You did pick Blizzard. I picked Blizzard. The winner was Blizzard. And finally, Game of the Year. Game. I thought this was easy. Anthony picked Titanfall 2. I picked Overwatch. And the winner, according to every single person in the world who likes video games, is... Overwatch.
Okay, I'm just gonna, just in case the audience didn't hear
Overwatch.
It.
Overwatch.
I'm getting closer to the microphone, so I was gonna go.
I think that's a sound defeat. A very sound
defeat. That was blood. That was like my last breath, and then like blood pooling up in my throat.
So I don't know if you're keeping tally, but I was. Do you know how many points you got?
I don't listen. We just need to know that you won, okay? You don't need to say the
Do you point. Know how many points you got? It's
like 2.
How about we count the categories? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. There's 19 categories.
We didn't vote for all of them.
No, the ones we did, okay. There was 19, I believe.
Wait, we went through 19 awards right
now? Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Oh, wow.
19.
Jeez.
Can you guess, of the 19, how many you got right?
Like, 4?
That's amazing! You got four! You got 4 out of 19! You are so in touch with video games and what they represent. Congratulations.
I'm in touch with video games, maybe not the culture surrounding the video games.
Anthony, can you guess how many I got wrong or right?
You probably got like 14?
No.
16?
No.
9.
No.
I give up.
I got 10, so I pass.
Barely.
Between you and me, I am the expert on video games now.
That's not how that works.
No, that's how that works. That's not how that works. I got the higher score. Listen, ever since I was a kid, I was told if you get the higher marks, you're better than the person who's got the lower marks.
This test isn't, like, this isn't representative of everything in video game knowledge.
It's the video game awards. It's the most prestigious awards in video games.
You're more in touch with the culture of 2016. How about that?
So I'm the winner.
Sure.
Oh, that's all we need to... I'm the expert.
Yeah.
All right, that's all we need to know.
The video game culture circa 2016 to 2016.
Of video games.
Of video games in 2016.
For the next year.
To 2016.
Because I hold the crown now for the next year. No. You can refer to me.
No, your crown is retroactive. Your crown counts from video games award pass.
Listen, you can win it back next year.
That's not... No.
But for now, looking forward to 2017, no. I am the video game
expert. I'm calling
expert.
For a coup.
Who's here? Who's in the room?
Me.
The only other person who could have possibly been on your side left.
Listen, 100% of the population calls for a coup.
There you have it. I win. Speaking of Overwatch, because you mentioned it so much.
I did not!
Because it was the game of the year, as I predicted.
Whatever.
The Christmas event is happening next week, and I'm pretty pumped.
All right.
Hopefully D.Va gets an actual skin, because she got none for the previous two.
What? You want her, like, dressed up like a Christmas tree? Like, what do you want?
I don't know what I want her mech to be. If, yeah, actually,
like, you just
cool.
want, like, lights surrounding her, like, all tangled?
That would be cool. I want her to be an elf.
Or she opens up a present, and
well,
it's
what
a
if
bag
her
of
mech
Doritos.
Is, like, what if her mech is now just a giant present box?
That'd be cool.
But yeah,
that's for a League of Legends character.
Yeah, I mean, that's next week, so we'll see. I mean, wait, it doesn't say Christmas, it says holidays, so yeah. They could have go, I don't know, what do they celebrate in Korea?
StarCraft? Kwanzaa? StarCraft! They could do it. What if she's just a pylon? What if she's just a Protoss pylon?
That's awful.
But Christmas themed.
Mm, sure.
But holiday themed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But yeah, that was...
What if she's a dreidel?
Oh, no. I'd be so pissed.
No, Reaper's a dreidel.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Because he really presses triangle
and
spins.
Then you can really do the Beyblade. Yeah. Wow, yeah, that'd be sick. We're going to take a quick break.
For cookies.
And we'll be back after these messages.
And we're back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial break. I hope you also enjoy the improved audio quality.
Oh!
Because we have also switched microphones.
Oh, so my whole thing of where I went up to the microphone didn't really play?
Yeah.
Really? So I can talk like this now?
Oh, God. Okay.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, okay. Great.
Welcome to Three Nerds in the Basement.
Yep.
This is our ASMR episode. Okay. Where we talk about the Game Awards.
Gross. Gross. You're disgusting.
Now I'm going to lick my lips.
You're disgusting. Ugh. Gross.
You know what the sad thing is?
Three people just got an erection.
No. You're actually listening back to this right now when you listen back to the episode, and you got an erection from it.
Probably.
Man.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That's fucking disgusting. Right, so the Game Awards happened. I'm officially the game champion for the 2017.
2016.
You can win back your crown next year.
2016.
But the Game Awards, probably more important than the awards themselves, were the trailers they showed off.
Yeah, they showed off a whole bunch of stuff.
They showed off a whole bunch of new games. Why don't you run through the stuff that you want to talk about?
So, I didn't take everything.
That's okay.
I just took things.
We don't have time for that.
The first one I thought was cool is Bulletstorm Full Clip.
Mm-hmm.
People Can Fly, Epic Games, they are re-releasing Bulletstorm, the PS3 Xbox 360 shooter.
Yep.
Where you can combo dudes and get sick points.
Again, so 60 frames a second. They're adding Duke Nukem.
Cool.
And they're putting in all the DLC. I didn't see any multiplayer stuff, because that game did have multiplayer.
It did?
It was okay when I played it, but I could never find a full game. So it probably wasn't to its...
Did you buy that game on discount?
Yeah, I think I bought it like for like 40, like a Black Friday or something.
That must be it. Because I think the game came out in like May.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoy that game. So, like, if this comes out for a decent price, I'll probably pick it up.
Cool.
The other thing is that Telltale is making another popular series into a video game. What a surprise. But it's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm.
They only showed a teaser and, like, pretty much a title screen.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Cool.
And then the two biggest ones I cared about. Do you want to talk about Kojima weirdness, or do you want to talk about Nintendo?
Whatever first? You want to talk about.
Let's talk about Kojima weirdness first. All right. Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Had a new trailer.
Yep.
Guillermo del Toro's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Le Chiffre from
James Bond. Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, Mads Mikkelsen. This trailer's weird.
Yeah.
This trailer's full Kojima.
Yep.
This trailer makes me now understand that him leaving Konami is finally the time where it's Kojima without an editor.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, hey, look. He's going full Kojima.
Yeah.
And I kind of can't wait.
I'm of two minds. It could be exciting, but I'm expecting a complete shit show.
You think it's too much star talent to be good, or?
I think when Mr. Creative Process over here has free reign, it's that problem when you have so much ambition.
Okay.
But you don't know when to call it quits.
Or where to funnel it, maybe?
Yeah, or where to stop.
Okay.
I'm a bit disappointed that it came back to, like, military stuff. I was really hoping it wasn't going to be like that.
Yeah, because, like, the first trailer wasn't. It had military stuff. Like, dude had a dog tag.
Yeah.
And they showed, like, weird Evangelion dudes in the sky.
Yeah.
And this, like, because, like, I don't know if this is maybe, like, one... Like, some people are saying that's going to be, like, multiple, almost, like, dreamscapes.
Okay, so,
like, this
sure.
could be one person's sure. thing. Like, their death, what they see in death and stuff.
That's cool.
And there's a whole bunch of other... The people have, like, analysis videos all over the place.
Yeah, at this point, it's open-ended.
Yeah, it's still, like, it's a typical Kojima trailer of... This that was something. That mm-hmm. was okay, mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
And then you're just left talking, which is... Yeah. kind of what he does best.
Yeah, it's hard to analyze this because unlike the Metal Gear ones, which were equally as confusing,
yeah.
You could always lean on the Metal Gear universe to try and help you and guide you through the analysis. Yeah,
like previous knowledge.
With this, there's nothing there, so there's nothing really you can say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I thought this trailer was cool, so I can't wait for more Upside Down Rainbows and One-Eyed Babies.
It was certainly a thing.
Certainly a thing.
Yeah.
All right. And then another cool thing was that they had like a mini Let's Play.
Yeah.
Of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
So you kept saying, you were saying a lot of like things where I'm like, are you going to elaborate on your thought process, Vince? But I assumed you were just saving it for the podcast.
What was I saying?
You're like, oh, that's weird. Or, huh. Like you're saying, like you're exclaiming things in a way where you're just like, I couldn't tell if it was like a good thing or a bad thing. Like you're just like, this is either different and I don't like it, or this is different and cool.
Oh, so my first thing was I was surprised at how much the art style couldn't hide the fact that this game looks old.
Yeah.
Like
no matter how much foliage.
Yeah, I was really taken aback by, and I know graphics aren't everything, but it just looked old.
I feel like this game could have benefited from maybe some more stylization.
Maybe.
Just get it away from just like, oh look, poly count.
Yeah, right. And I was like, wow, it's been a while since I remember Jagged Edge is that jagged.
Mm-hmm.
Other things, too, it's like this cross between Zelda, but they didn't want to go fully into, I guess, like, there looks like to be new concepts and ideas that they're pulling, but it's still at its heart the 3D Zelda we know.
Okay.
And I hope... I'm really curious to see how much that'll affect the gameplay. Like, your weapons breaking, you constantly needing new weapons, you're having to eat, like, you hold inventory now. Like,
yeah.
That all seems pretty cool, But it doesn't seem elaborate enough to where it's, oh, you really changed the game.
Yeah, or especially things like eating, like when they showed the eating mm-hmm. portion of the gameplay, it seemed like it was more, it was just like, oh, now I have more spaces for red potions.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't like, oh, yeah. I'm going to take time to eat, like I'm going to munch yeah. on this meat or something, like nothing yeah. like that happened.
And then like when I look at the UI and I'm like, oh, you're still using hearts. I mean, it's a Zelda game, of course yeah. you would.
But... And then there's like bonus hearts for what armor you have, mm-hmm. I assume.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it seems like this... It almost feels like the from everything I've seen so far, who knows, I'll probably love the game. It looks like the Zelda director or creator of the team on this really wanted to branch out, but then something kept telling them, like they but the someone up top kept saying no.
Like they kept still, pulling on the
it
leash.
Still has to be Zelda, you can't okay. go that far.
Alright.
Yeah.
That's a fair assessment. Like, yeah, they were doing things just like the full ragdoll
mm-hmm.
where Bill Trenner almost felt ragdolled down a hill, mm-hmm. like off a cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then all the other stuff of, like, the weird slow-mo bullet time, but, like, yeah. sword time, I guess. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that, I was like, man, so this is, like, again, this is more Zelda, but it looks like they were really trying to be, like, hey, I want to see, like, the original design doc for this game.
Yeah.
Of, like, hey, this is our idea, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then someone is, like you said, but Zelda, though.
Yeah. And then, we got a formula that works and sells.
Yeah.
You can't, and I get it, like, they can't completely, because there's tons of people out there who, what was last Zelda? Skyward Sword?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, well, if you count the, like, Link Between Worlds.
Oh, let's not count that. Let's say okay. the full Zelda okay. experience. Like
console Zelda.
Yeah, like, Skyward Sword, a lot of people bought and a lot of people loved, despite yeah. it being, like, you know.
But also a lot of people bought and a lot of people hated that game.
Yeah, but I think the majority is people, it was a Zelda game,
yeah.
and a lot of people who bought Zelda game knew what they were getting and they mm-hmm. liked it. And I think that at some point Nintendo has to stick with that,
mm-hmm.
right? But yeah, no, who knows? I look forward to it. It looks fun.
Yeah, it's both fortunate and unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Like part of me wants to be like, where is this going to go if they just could go nuts?
Yeah.
And then the other part is like, well, if it still has like the Zelda stuff that I knew and loved, maybe it won't be as hard of an adjustment, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I've never been that... type of person that'd be like, whoa, too different.
Yeah.
I've always been like, whoa, let's go all in for the different.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that was pretty much all of the stuff I found, at least found interesting at the Game Awards.
Yeah.
And was Mass Effect at the Game Awards?
It was.
Okay.
It was there. And that was the one trailer that I was looking forward to.
Yeah.
And, well, they showed it off.
Yeah, it was a
gameplay
trailer. The first gameplay trailer, yeah.
Yeah. And it looks like Mass Effect. But it was one of those moments where I looked at it and thought, this looks like Mass Effect. Like, not a better-looking Mass Effect, like, more just like, this looks like what I remember Mass Effect looking like.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet if I put it in Mass Effect, it looks way shittier.
Yeah, you want to go play Mass Effect 1?
No, like... no, I bet it looks way shittier. But, no, so, they talk about how you are, first of all, you're not Super Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
You are a bit of everything.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. You are looking for a new world for humanity to live on. And from the outset, you have your spaceship and your car,
mm-hmm.
but everything else you have to build or
the acquire. Mako?
No, it's the Nomad.
Nomad.
And your ship is the Tempest, not the Normandy.
Yeah, okay.
And you are Ryder, not Shepard.
Wait a minute, what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where you draw the line?
That's where I draw the line. Okay. If I can't be Fem Shep, I don't know what I'm doing.
You get to be Fem and male Ryder.
Okay.
Updated combat and whatnot, I bet. All that. But the whole point is exploration. Space exploration. And the way that the narrator makes it sound is almost No Man's Sky-ish.
Yeah. Only, what was the tagline at the end? Like, how far will you go?
Yeah, and you're like, well, first of all, I know it can't be as ambitious as No Man's Sky. There's just yeah. no way. But at the same time, this is a big studio. And even if they don't go for the full ambition of No Man's Sky, it does mean that we're going to get a game with at least that level of polish that you can expect from regular Mass Effect. So
mm-hmm.
you'll have some worlds that are fully built out. And have, I don't necessarily need, like, huge open world.
Okay.
I've always been more of a fan of, like, a really dense, small place. That's why I like The Witcher 2. That's why I like Mass Effect 2.
Okay.
And I hope this game has more of that. Combat looks sick. Looks real sick. I'm excited to see what they do there.
They had some, a lot of interesting changes to certain classes.
Yeah, I think for the majority, you got to see the Vanguard class, because I think that's what everybody played as.
The... dash into a dude and blow him away with a shotgun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what I played.
Yeah, that's what everybody played.
I think I only played Mage class in Mass Effect 1.
Yeah, see, I always played Mage on my second run, the Adept class, the full magic, and I'm not going to say it's more fun than the Vanguard, but it does lead to more interesting setups and situations.
I always found the Mage class to be a lot more efficient.
In two, it's way different than one.
Oh, okay.
You have way more, like, you can throw beams around corners and shit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's, like, you can, like, if someone has a shield up, you can toss your magic balls around the shield and attack them from the back. Like, it's weird.
For at least in one, I just remember it being, like, Singularity the game. Like, it's like, look at the group of dudes, Singularity! And then just walk up with a shotgun and then be a Sentinel or whatever his face was again.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see how they've changed the combat. It looks like a really colorful game. I'm super pumped about that.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Like, it's space. You want to see all the different types of stuff. Like,
yeah, and I don't mean, like, it looks like Forestry. I just mean, like, looks bright.
Yeah, like, I also don't want to go back to, like, original Gears of War.
Yeah.
Levels of gray and brown.
What confuses me is the amount of life that's already inhabited some of these places they've gone to.
Yeah.
I guess in my mind, when they said we're going to a new galaxy, it was going to be fresh and different.
You mean, like, life that exists within the universe already, or just, like, animals?
Oh, I mean, like, that exists within the universe already.
Oh, okay, so, like, why are the...
Yeah, like we go to this one place, and we're like, why are there so many Krogans?
Yeah, why are there all these Krogans? Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Right?
You know, there's a bunch of space pirates.
I guess. Out there. I mean, I'm sure they'll explain. I can't wait to see the new stuff. The one thing they didn't talk about, but that I'm hoping comes back, is their multiplayer mode.
Oh, the Horde mode, yes.
I hope that comes back.
That was really fun, actually.
Because that was actually the best part of Mass Effect 3.
Was it...
Did you finish Mass Effect 3?
I did.
I like the game a lot. Like, really a lot.
I'm not saying the ending's the best. I'm saying it's good.
But there's
a bunch of side stuff I liked in that. And also some of those DLC missions.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Were fan.
The full package was better, yeah. I think I spent more time in the Horde mode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, no, I look forward to it. I can't wait because it's coming up soon.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Q1 or spring, so...
Yeah, so it'll be coming up soon. Jeez. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm pretty pumped.
I got a lot of games to play.
Yeah, spring's looking hot.
2017 is looking hot.
I would say spring.
2017.
Okay.
After the Game Awards,
yep.
There was an experience.
Which experience is that?
A PlayStation experience. Oh, wow. So they had a PlayStation experience event, and in their hour-long showcase, they... showcased a bunch of games, and I have a full list of stuff that happened, and I can mention them, and then we can either skip them or talk about them.
Okay.
First is Uncharted: The Lost Legacy.
You can talk about it if you want.
The new Uncharted, but apparently it's like a DLC thing.
I thought it's
where did you get a chocolate bar?
I pulled one up from upstairs.
What the fuck? All right. Sorry, that threw me through for a loop. You, like, David Blaine the chocolate bar out of nowhere, and I'm like, what just happens? All right, hold on. Whew, let's recover. All right. All right, okay. Uncharted, The Lost Legacy. Mm. You're playing the other love interest from 2.
You're playing Chloe.
Chloe, that's her name. And they just show... They don't show much on the story, but... You're playing as Chloe.
Mm.
You're not playing as Drake.
Mm.
And so what I've been hearing is that this is more of a DLC story a la that Last of Us story with Ellie, or Elle, and her friend that you know died, so she died.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of stuff coming out that's like, oh, if you get like a digital deluxe edition of the game, it'll come with this... DLC, like this bonus content, this Lost Legacy content.
What?
And stuff, so.
Wait, this is a. So, Lost Legacy is a DLC?
Yeah, apparently it's like. It's. What I've been hearing, or what I've been seeing at least of news, is that it's looking like it's a DLC add on story.
To
4.
Oh.
To Uncharted 4. Mm. It might not have anything to do with Uncharted 4, but it seems like it's either its own standalone thing, like its mini. Like its own mini thing.
Mm.
Like, you know how you could buy that Last of Us thing by itself.
Yeah.
Right. But that looked really nice.
Yeah, it looked cool. It looked cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we haven't played Uncharted 4.
We haven't played Uncharted
4. So I have nothing else to say.
Yeah. The next one was Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
How come they just didn't call it Infinity Stones?
I don't know. Maybe that's too on the nose.
I guess. It just seems so weird that they would pull from one side of the universe's headcanon so specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And then not pull from Capcom?
Or, yeah, right? Like, there's nothing that unifies Capcom.
So, or maybe that's how the only way they could do it. Yeah. Maybe if, like, their contract worked out to, like, you have to have more Marvel references in here than Capcom references or something.
It's true.
So, yeah, the news from last week that I was talking about turned out to be true. New Marvel vs. Capcom game.
Yep.
The trailer shows off Ryu, Mega Man X.
X.
Iron Man, and Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And they are all you need for a team because it's 2-on-2 battles and not 3-on-3 battles.
So that's back to MVC2.
No, MVC2 is 3-on-3.
Was it?
Yep. I believe that. I think they were all. I haven't played MVC1 in a long time.
One is 1-on-1.
One is 1-on-1?
Yeah.
So they go. They went back a bit and then sidestepped to Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Mm. Yeah, because I remember 1 was on the PlayStation 1.
And that was 1v1?
Yeah,
because with assist characters?
With assist, because I remember there was enough RAM to do 2-on-2.
Okay. So yeah, this is, the first time in the Marvel series that this has been true 2-on-2. But not first time in, like, a versus game.
Yes.
So again, like I mentioned, like, Tatsunoko versus Capcom on the Wii was a 2-on-2 battle.
Marvel versus Street Fighter was 2-on-2.
Was Marvel versus Street Fighter 2-on-2?
I don't know, was it?
I don't remember.
I want to say it was, because it was on PS2, right?
What was SNK versus...
Versus Capcom?
Yeah.
I think that was 1-on-1.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they showed off a bunch of stuff. There is, it's not really, like, you know how in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, your assists are just, like, they come on the screen, shoot, and go off the screen?
Yeah.
They still have that, but they now have just straight character switching.
Mm.
So they had that a little bit in 3 where you could, like, exchange, do an up exchange, down exchange, side exchange, and you could switch to another person mid-air combo.
Oh, yeah.
But this seems like you can just, like, it freezes frame. Your dude dashes in, and then you keep going.
What game does that? Tekken.
Does Tekken do that?
Tekken Tag does that.
Or Dead or Alive
yeah.
Tag.
Where, like, you can do it mid-combo, freezes, and they run in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is that you can use Infinity Stones to your benefit. Mm. So they showed off the Time Stone, and they showed off the Power Stone.
Yeah.
Not the Dreamcast game. They showed off the Power Infinity Stone. Almost, right? Yeah. Almost. The Power Stone seems like it allows you to have infinite off the ground OTGs and wall bounces. Cause Ryu is just kicking dudes into walls all day. And then the Time Stone shows off with Captain Marvel uses like pretty much like teleportation almost. Which is weird, like, what are they going to do with the Omnipresence Stone? Like,
do you think they'll have all of them?
That's also what I wonder.
Because I think it's going to be, like, there's 6, but characters, like, each character is only made to be able to use 3.
Okay, I
guess. So then, like, what game is it where you go out, was it Alpha? You choose X, Y.
Oh, you're low, you're a super beater?
Yeah.
X, S Groove, or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah,
like that.
Okay, I can see that. The other one, the way I was thinking about it where I was worried is Street Fighter Cross Tekken, where they had the gem system, and I was like, that was a hot mess for competitive.
Is that where you have to pick it up?
That was where you had to have to make your loadout before the match.
Mm.
And so tournament rules were just like, they didn't have a way to easily load presets of gems. So tournament rules were just like, play without the gems. But that's like half the game gone.
Yeah.
Like the whole reason of the gem system is so you can do stuff normally that you couldn't do before.
Oh, so it's not gonna be like Pocket Fighter where I punch someone hard enough and they
spit gems at you? No, no. Unfortunately. 4K Pocket Fighter though.
Oh man, now that's fighting I can get behind.
Oh, Pocket Fighter's great.
It is.
Yeah. The next one was Resident Evil 7.
Oh yeah, they showed that off.
They have a more story stuff going on. They showed that it's not just taking place in one house. There's multiple areas. They also updated the demo, the final update. So everything in the demo is what's going to be there in that demo.
Mm-hmm.
And they have multiple endings. They show off some of the first enemies in the game.
Yep.
In it, and there's more puzzles and stuff. So go check out that demo if you want to see more or watch that trailer.
Okay.
Next one for Vince, Wipeout Remaster.
Mm.
There's like a hot collection of Wipeout games in 4K.
Mm.
Then for me, Parappa the Rapper in 4K.
Wow.
So I can kick punch all in my mind in 4K.
Wow.
I already downloaded there's a demo out for Parappa now. You get to play Chop Chop Master on your stage, obviously. And that game's great. That game's also hard. That game's very hard.
Mm.
I don't know what Sony's doing with this one, but they're like ironically making Knack 2.
Yep.
That's a thing.
It happened.
That's happening. Gran Turismo Sport.
Oh, that's still a thing.
That's still a thing. They showed off some more Gran Turismo Sport, not gameplay, but in-engine footage of Gran Turismo Sport.
And?
They showed a lot of Rally.
And?
Which I'm excited of. It looks nice. Okay. It looks like a racing game, dude.
Okay.
Ni No Kuni 2. Revenant Kingdom.
Cute.
More Ni No Kuni. Higher resolution cartoon sprites. That game still looks really nice, mm-hmm. and it makes me feel bad for not having played the first one, even though I own it.
Wow.
So, I should probably get to that at some point.
But Pokemon's better.
You know what I'm going to say, though?
What?
But Folklore, though. Oh, come on. Remember, Folklore.
That was the early days of the PS3.
Oh, the PS Triple?
Yeah, man. I remember buying that game.
Well, I like Folklore. It had a lot of good ideas in it.
I remember selling that game.
Okay. I remember having a really hard time finding a copy. And then I was like, oh, I found one, finally.
You didn't buy one at launch?
No, I didn't buy. I bought MotorStorm.
Wait, did you like wait a couple years before you heard of it and then went back to it?
No, I heard of it. I just never bought it. And since I didn't buy it at launch, I couldn't find it anymore.
Wow, I bought it twice.
Wow.
I bought it at launch and then I sold it. And I'm like, I should give this shit another shot. And I bought it again for $20 and then I sold it.
Oh my God. You're crazy. My favorite announcements of the show is Yakuza 6 and Yakuza Remake Kiwami are coming out to North America.
Kiwami?
Yeah, so Yakuza Kiwami is an HD remake
of the
first game, I believe. I don't believe it's the second game.
What if it's 1 and 2?
Is it both? I know they have, so they have Yakuza 1 and 2 HD.
Yeah.
Which is not Kiwami.
Yeah.
But Kiwami is a complete overhaul. It is the Yakuza 0 engine, but Yakuza 1 game.
Who knows? Maybe it is just the first game.
So I think it's just the first game, but they said, so Kiwami is going to come out 2017, just after.
That'd be interesting. That'd be fun.
Yeah, just after, what's it called? Yakuza
6? 0?
0. And then Yakuza 6 will come out 2018, early 2018.
Okay.
So I can't, I really want to play those.
Cool.
They showed off some new gameplay for Nier Automata.
And?
I'm still pumped.
When's that game come out?
Q1 next year.
All right, so.
I think March. January, February, March. They come out in March.
All right.
Nioh, they showed more Japanese Dark Souls.
And?
They showed a lot more enemy types, which make that game seem a lot more interesting than I originally thought it was, and I already thought that game looking interesting. Mm-hmm. And they showed off a new weapon, which is the Sickle and Chain.
Yeah.
Which is a classic, like, team ninja weapon they put in all the Ninja Gaiden games. That game still looks hot. It still looks like the Dark Souls, but in Japan.
Okay.
They showed off Horizon Zero Dawn.
Cool.
More of that.
Yep.
Robot Dinosaurs.
I just want to play it now.
They showed off my favorite competitive Neo Geo game. Windjammers!
Okay, yes.
Hot new Windjammers coming back on the PS4 with rankings and online play.
When you say new, do you mean old?
I mean hot new Windjammers.
Like a brand new game?
Like, it might as well be. No one played Windjammers.
Okay.
Windjammers is awesome. I recommend everyone, at least like before the game comes out on PS4, go download a ROM. Because Windjammers is fucking expensive. Just go get a ROM of Windjammers and play it, because it is a super fun competitive game. It is extreme frisbee soccer.
But you need people to play it with.
You can play against the AI.
That's not fun. That's not fun.
Just find one person.
Oh, wow. That's the ultimate task,
That's all
man.
You need is one person.
That's like finding your soulmate. That's impossible.
If you can find someone to play Nidhogg, if you can find someone to play, like, Tower of Fall, Ascension. Like, you can find someone to play.
No, you can't.
Pajamas.
No, you can't.
And then the biggest announcement, which was saved for the end, which is Last of Us Part 2. Mm. So, I thought that Last of Us was done.
Cool.
So this was actually a legit
surprise. You thought it was like, it was
done. I thought they were just like, because to me that ending is perfect.
Yes.
If they didn't touch that game afterwards, I would have been completely fine with it. Because the way that cliffhanger works, like,
yep.
It's like, man, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And I would have been totally fine without another game.
Same.
And here comes this new one. Ellie's looking older. She's got tattoos on her arm.
Yep.
And I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know.
From the trailer, like, you would assume that Ellie wants to kill a bunch of fireflies. But that wouldn't make sense unless Joel is feeding her more lies.
Joel's the villain.
You gotta kill Joel.
That's the game. No, right? You're Joel. You have to kill Ellie.
Or you have to let her kill you.
Nah, you have to kill Ellie before the truth comes out.
And then find a new daughter?
Yeah. And then the cycle begins anew.
That'd be fucked up?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so cool! Alright, but yeah, so Ellie is playing guitar in a house full of murdered dudes, yep. And she's like, I'm gonna fucking kill them all.
Yeah, that's like, the trailer.
Yeah, and I'm like, dang, Ellie. But yeah, like, thinking about that trailer made me realize, like, no, I honestly think that the ending of Last of Us Uno was perfect.
Yeah.
And I think The Last of Us is, like, one of my top favorite games, period.
Mm.
Like, holy shit, I really like that game.
No, it's a really good game.
That game's awesome.
I agree. One of the best endings in video games. That said,
it's not a high bar, to be fair, but...
That said, a sequel was almost inevitable.
Considering it's Naughty Dog.
Considering it's a video game.
That too.
And most video games that take off generally get greenlit sequels because they're just so hard to penetrate, right?
Yeah.
So just build an audience and...
Also, I remember that it's Naughty Dog. And they're not a studio that makes a lot of
IPs. There is no one and done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is three games in a kart racer.
Although Uncharted proved that theory wrong.
Listen, there's still time. It could be four games in a kart racer. And then Last of Us could be five games in a kart racer.
How fuck up with that?
You have to run over infected to get power-ups.
Oh. Gross.
I really want a Nathan Drake kart racer. Can we have that?
We all do.
That was the PlayStation experience.
Mm.
They showed off. They had a bunch of stuff outside of the showcase,
yeah.
Like sort of like Nintendo Treehouse style of, hey, come check out this gameplay for like 15 minutes,
yeah.
And we're gonna show off some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was it.
The only other game announcement this past week that I thought was interesting was the return of Mech Warrior.
Oh, yes. I forgot. Mech Warrior 5?
Yes. 5.
Dang.
It's coming back.
It's coming back.
Wow.
So, what were the mech games on the Xbox, the original Xbox? Was that not Mech Warrior?
I believe so.
Or was that Mech Assault?
Oh, shit. It could have been Mech Assault.
What was the one with Lone Wolf? It was Mech something to Lone Wolf.
That's Mech Warrior.
Mech Warrior? Is that...
Let me look it up. How about I just look it
live up? Live fact checking.
What should I look up? Mech Warrior?
Sure.
All right, I'll look up
Mech... Just put in Xbox Mech Game.
Xbox Mech
Game? Oh, it's going to give you Steel Battalion.
Yeah, that's probably what it'll give you. Oh, no, Xbox was Mech Assault.
Mech Assault, okay.
Yeah. Mech Assault 2 Lone Wolf.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Mech Warrior is a separate thing.
Yes.
Then all the I think the VR game that I want to play more is Ace Combat. I want to fly a jet in VR.
Yeah. It's just that it's just a jet.
So?
The jet doesn't turn into robots.
But I gotta go fast.
Yeah, but the jet doesn't have legs.
Yeah, the jet shouldn't have legs. That's blasphemy. It's unholy. Should be sent to the deepest circle of hell.
Those jets don't have super packs.
They don't need super packs.
They don't go into space.
Let me tell you, what if I told you that this game had a stealth bomber that dropped stealth bombers.
And what if I told you that these jets with legs docked into a giant carrier ship that turned into a giant robot?
I would say that the carrier ship is super dope, but the dumb jets with legs should be jettisoned off
the thing. God, okay.
Get it? Jettisoned.
Wow. Congratulations.
Got there.
Is that all for our picks this week?
No. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, there's a trailer. The trailer's out. What'd you think?
That looks like more Guardians of the Galaxy, dude.
It does.
I like that they're focusing a lot more on Drax the Destroyer.
Yeah.
Dave Bautista. Like, I like his whole, like, shtick of, I'm super literal.
Hmm.
Like, when he was, like, and what you could assume would be him being stranded on land, and he's cursing a spaceship.
Yeah.
Instead of cursing the pilot.
Yep.
Curse you, spaceship. Also, the ending scene was very funny.
Yep. Sure was.
But, yeah, I would write, like, us talking about the trailer doesn't.
It's more Guardians, yeah, and it's exciting. Guardians. It's exciting. So, like, we look forward to that.
You know if you want it or not.
Yeah, and you want it.
Most people do.
You want it.
Most people want it.
Who doesn't like Guardians?
I
can't think of a single person. Like, I can think of people who thought, no, it's not the best Marvel movie, but who didn't like it.
Huh. Yeah, actually. Who didn't like that movie?
Like, I think I have one friend who may have not enjoyed it.
I bet if I got my dad to watch it, he would hate it.
What if he just loved it?
Hmm?
What if he just loves it?
I'd be so confused. Okay. I'd be like, who are you?
Okay, well, there you go. Oh, that's that. Let's move into our weeks.
Yep. You want to start? Me start?
I only have one thing to talk about, so if you have anything else,
I have more things to talk about.
Okay.
So I watched the movie Arrival.
Yeah.
But I have a story behind this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is I went to go see a movie with my friend. I was like, hey, you want to hang out? We'll go see a movie. And she's like, sure. And so I was like, oh, we should go see that movie, Arrival.
And?
It's the one with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt.
No, that's The Passengers.
Yeah.
Arrival's the better movie.
So I was like, let's go see that. And so I walked into the theater, bought the ticket, sat down in the theater, and about 10 minutes into the movie, I was like, why is Amy Adams still on screen? And I was like, wait a minute, this is the wrong movie.
Wow. That's okay. You probably came out better for it.
So, yeah, apparently it's not even out. Passengers isn't even out yet.
No.
It's like out in Christmas.
Hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. So I watched Arrival. First, it was a great surprise that movie was really good.
Yeah.
Also, holy shit, that movie's really fucking good.
I know.
Did you see it?
No, I really wanted to, but I never got around to it.
It's in the same vein, I would say, of...
Like, I know what's about. Alien Contact, and you're trying to
Same vein of Contact, same vein of Interstellar.
Yeah.
It is a space mindfuck.
Yeah.
And those movies never cease to...
Amaze.
Or baffle, at least. They do the typical plot line of, here's an expert in a field, the government has something they don't know about, they gotta keep secret from the public.
Yeah.
So they go and learn more, and then someone else doesn't agree with their methods and all that shenanigans.
We got to find the truth before the politics takes over and World War Alien.
Exactly. But it's what they do within that framework that really makes that movie what it is.
Yeah.
And I don't want, like, I can't say, it's again, just like Interstellar, just like Contact, I can't say anything about it.
No. It's still in theaters, too.
Yeah, exactly, too. For as much as I want to talk about it, I can't. But that is a great, like, wrap your brain around it after the movie has ended type of thing.
Like, yeah.
Just stand outside of the theater and be like, yo, let's have a discussion.
Because
it's so cool or fucked or weird what just happened.
Yeah.
Right? So that's, like, that's a high, high recommendation for me. It doesn't overtake my favorite movie of this year, The Handmaiden, but it is a close second.
Mm.
So it was really good. It was really good.
Good to hear.
I also finished Doom.
And?
Doom is fan-goddamn-tastic. Even though only the single player is good and the multiplayer is not so good, the single player is amazing. The soundtrack in that game is so good that I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am currently using it as, like, a gym thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just the sickest heavy metal beats. And that is a first-person shooter game with boss fights that is still... And, like, boss health bars.
Yeah.
That I still think feels modern. The way the gameplay eventually evolves, you can get things... You get new weapons, obviously. So you have, like, a weapon wheel, of course. But you can get upgrades for those weapons, which drastically change the style in which you would use those weapons.
Yep.
And each weapon has two styles. So, for example, the rocket launcher.
Mm-hmm.
It has either a lock-on, where you can lock onto an enemy and shoot three rockets, or you can have a rocket that can be detonated prematurely before it hits anything.
Mm.
So you can, like, either wait for the automatic hit, or you could just fire rapidly, be like, oh, I missed a bit, and just explode it beside your enemies.
Oh, I see.
And really aim where your shots are.
I see.
Another one is the pulse rifle. You can either shoot plasma beams and build up a heat bar until your gun is just so hot that you discharge all the energy into, like, a area of effect around you for mm-hmm. big damage. Or you can shoot a concentrated ball farther, and it's like a stun grenade. And then you can go up for the glory kills, which is like the up-close melee kills.
I see.
Right? And then the other part that changes it is ruins you get.
Mm.
You get these ruins, which give you different passive skills.
Mm-hmm.
For my favorite is called the Rich Get Richer.
Mm.
And as long as you have 100 armor or more, you have infinite bullets.
Okay.
Right? If you do a glory kill on an enemy, they'll drop armor as well as other stuff. So that you can really cater it to how you play.
I see.
And it always rewards you for being aggressive. It awards you for being the Doom guy. And I just think it's so smart how they do it.
Cool.
Also, later what levels get very arcadey. Like, the amount of enemies you're facing, the amount of mobility that the level lets you have with, like, jump pads and portals and stuff. It's like, hands down, the best first-person shooter experience I've experienced.
Mm.
I really, really enjoy it. Also, the story's dope. The story is, like, for Cookie Cutter, Hell Portal opened up on Mars. We only did it because we're using Hell Energy to solve the energy crisis, right? But it's a necessary evil. They really go places. And the way they, like, the way Hell is stylized when you go there is really cool. And really, really grotesque. Like, it's Hell, man. Like, people die. It's good stuff. It's the game's really good. Like, top three games of the year.
Ooh. Like, wow.
I really enjoy that game a lot.
Wow.
And then the other thing I started was Let It Die.
Yeah.
You downloaded it but didn't play it.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it was like 30 gigs.
Yeah, it was like 30 gigs.
Yeah.
Let It Die is the new Suda51 game. It's by
Grass. Oh, that's why there's so much acclaim around
it. Right? It's Grasshopper, and then, from Puzzle and Dragons fame, Gung Ho.
They're the studio?
The Chinese publisher.
Oh.
Right? They're giving the money to back this. And at least in Europe and North America, it is a free-to-play roguelike beat-em-up.
Mm.
It's got all of the Suda51 stylization, so it's just wacky and out of control. But pretty much what it is like, in the year, I think it was 2026 or 2027, a great earth-shattering event happened, and it split the world into different factions. And in Tokyo, a tower appeared. That was said if you climb the tower and reach the top, you can ascend to the level of God.
Huh.
Like, almost like the Tartarus.
I was going to say.
Yeah, almost like Sword Art Online.
Oh, yeah.
Just a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you start off at the bottom. You're a dude or a chick. And you roll through beating up people brutally. They explode into blood and coins. And it's like a beat-em-up Suda51 experience. I'm really liking it so far. There are a lot of, like, not pay to win,
mm-hmm.
but pay to get way better really fast options.
Yeah.
You can buy death metals.
Death metal.
They get it like death metal, but death mm-hmm. metals.
I get it.
You get it? Okay, so death metal is...
Is there death metal as the OST for this?
The music is just, like, normally, like, kind of atmospheric and
There's like, no
creepy. Okay. I haven't heard anything unless I just honestly it was so generic I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Because I did go through a whole tutorial and intro, so okay. Maybe. Pretty much you are guided by Uncle Death.
Is he the Reaper knockoff?
He is the Reaper. He is the Grim Reaper.
Oh, okay.
And he has a like Grim Reaper hoodie and whatever, but it's like a hoodie.
Yeah, he's wearing pants, right?
Right, he's wearing pants, and he has like what are those jackets where it's like those big wooden like cylinders that you loop it, hook into loops on the other side, like a parka.
Oh, okay.
It's almost like a death parka.
Oh, those, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, and he skateboards.
Right.
He's, around.
He's real edgy.
Yeah, he's real edgy. He skateboards. He has weird 3D glasses.
Yeah.
And also his scythe doubles as a golf club.
Well, great.
Or does his golf club double as a scythe? That's the real question.
I don't know.
And so pretty much he rolls around. He calls you senpai.
No, does he?
He does. He the first things he says to you is, hey, senpai, how's it going? And he calls you senpai out of respect for you.
Wow.
Because you're the player. You've played video games before. This game is very self-aware that it is a video game.
Wow.
And so, yeah, you are playing a video game within the video game. So you can either, you're playing the world in the tower, right? Or you can back out and be in an arcade.
Huh.
And you're hanging out with Uncle Death, some pro gamer dude, and a teenage arcade clerk who doesn't give a shit about anything and just wants to be on her phone all the time. Right. And it's, I don't like it's very, it's a roguelike. You go around, you start naked, you collect better equipment. The equipment has durability. So if you use it too much, it'll break.
Yeah.
But if you find the same equipment, you can add it to add durability. There's guns, there's different types of melee weapons. It's all about building your character to how you want to build it.
I see.
Right. And then there's also stuff, there's like counters. So if you hit an enemy before they hit you in their mid-attack, you'll get bonus damage. There's enemies are immune to certain types of attacks or different types of attacks or just take less damage. And then when you die, you start at the beginning.
Huh.
You lose all your stuff. You go to the beginning.
Hmm.
And that's the game. It's a roguelike. I assume that it's long because it's free to play. And I assume they want to make it long enough so where you can be like...
What's the business model then?
The business model is buy death medals. Buy death medals to get advantages. So like more inventory space, more storage space, better weapon, better weapons faster.
Are these permanents?
Some of them are permanents. Some of them are not. One of them is... So you have coins that you collect when you go throughout the game, right? And but so say you get to like the fifth floor.
Yeah.
You can turn on an elevator on the fifth floor, but there's two elevators.
Yeah.
One elevator is the normal elevator, and it's just like a rusty cage, and you have to pay money to use it.
I see.
The other elevator is the premium elevator. The premium elevator is all gold, has an attendant in it, and also it's free.
Oh.
So if you, I think you, if you upgrade to like a premium status, you get the bonus of not having to spend your coins, your in-game currency, on this elevator. Right? Which I assume would be useful for way later in the game. Like, say you're on, like, floor 30 and it costs, insane amounts, right?
Gotta pay to win.
Gotta pay to win. Or pay to win faster, pretty much. Yeah, and I've only played about, I want to say, like, 2 hours, 3 hours. It's pretty fun. It's hard. Like a roguelike should be, I guess.
Yep.
But I'm really like, I'm just a sucker for Suda 51 style.
Yep.
So when the dude who was Uncle Death came up to me and says, hey, good job finishing the tutorial, but oh wait, hold on. I forgot. We're in a video game. Let me pull up the title card real quick. I'll be right back. It's a video game. You know the drill. And he goes skateboard, does a sick crook grind down a staircase and then pops up his skateboard, says, let it die on the skateboard.
Wow.
Right. And so when he does that kind of stuff, I'm like, man, Suda, you're the best.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Sounds really cool.
It's just, it's super stylized roguelike. And there's a lot of different stuff you can do within it. Like, I think one of the options for power-ups, like passive power-ups, is that you eat mushrooms. So you just find mushrooms in the dungeon.
Like Mario?
Kinda, but the real mushrooms.
Huh. Oh.
Yeah. Like, you just find weird mushrooms.
Okay.
Right? And then you can bring them, either eat them raw and get like a certain passive, or you can go back to your home base and there's like a mushroom cooker and you can make like,
who just cooks mushrooms?
Yeah, gourmet mushrooms.
Oh,
right. And then, or like, you can get sick tattoos, which will to get sick passive bonuses.
Huh. And these,
They're technically called decals.
I'm assuming these upgrades, they stay with you.
They stay with you. Some of them stay with you permanently. Some of them stay with you until you die.
Oh, bummer. Okay. Right? I get it.
And also when you die, unlike Dark Souls, where you go back to your death point and you just pick up your body, you have to defeat yourself.
Hmm.
Right? So say you died in an area where you have been grinding for a while and you had the sickest gear.
Yeah.
You have to fight that version of yourself with the sickest gear.
Oh, no.
Right? And they're hard. They are no joke. I almost died in the tutorial.
Like, I don't know if I want to play this anymore.
Why?
Because, man, I don't know. It sounds like it's either I'll hate it out of frustration,
yeah,
or I'll like it and then be addicted to this endless loop.
And you'll buy some death metals?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I just don't want to get into
it. I can see it going either way, to be honest. Right now, I haven't gotten to a point where I'm like, I should just buy some death metals.
Oh, boy.
Right? I was like, that's only $5. What does that matter? Like, it's like you with like Overwatch loot boxes.
Getting ready. I'm about to spend $50 for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
I've budgeted it.
Gross.
I'm not buying some Gundams. I'm buying Overwatch boxes.
Are you gonna do a box an opening on your YouTube channel?
I should.
Like, hey guys, here's all the Christmas skins. Let's hope we get them. Yeah. Oh, look, this box full of garbage again. But yeah, that's been pretty much all the stuff. I started Final Fantasy 15, which you will talk about
now. Final Fantasy 15.
So,
10 years, my friend.
My friend made the greatest joke. It's a bro. It's a road trip with bros, right?
Yeah.
It's a broad trip.
Wow.
I was like, that's fantastic.
That's awful.
That's awesome. That's
actually not that great.
It's
not that
great. I thought it was fantastic.
No.
I snorted in class.
So last week we watched Kingsglaive.
Yep.
And I think at the end of our review, I said, I would be interested to see how much this affects the game. Like, how much this is beneficial. Turns out, it is, I would say, mandatory viewing.
It is mandatory viewing.
Because the game literally picks up where that movie ends.
Also, to do in the tutorial, they have like a lore thing. It tells you nothing.
No.
It tells you like the basest of information.
Yes. The only thing that I had to look up, because I didn't quite get it during the movie, was I guess I just thought there was two kingdoms. I didn't realize that Lady Lunafreya was part of the Neutral Kingdom.
Oh, so there's three kingdoms.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But hers is like small, like it's this one that's Neutral, has no power.
She's the Swiss.
Yeah.
Or Sweden. Sweden or Switzerland?
Switzerland.
Switzerland was neutral.
Switzerland. Yeah, so that's the only thing I had to figure out. But no, you need it because, I don't know, you said that you're like an hour in.
Yeah.
The game for the first 5 hours constantly flashes back to cutscenes. No, sorry. To scenes from the movie.
Oh, okay.
Like with no audio. And it just assumes you know what it's talking about.
Oh, wow.
And you're just like, what? The first time you meet Lunafreya in the video game, do you remember how Kingsglaive ends with her?
She's just like, I need to be by myself.
And she starts walking.
Yeah.
The first time you meet her, she's walking. She's
what?
She's walking in the middle of nowhere. And you're like, why are you walking?
So just randomly meet her?
No, so without you don't even meet her. It just cuts to her, and she's just walking by herself.
Oh, so, like, out of context, it just makes no sense.
It makes, like, if you had not seen Kingsglaive, this entire video game would make zero sense.
This is sounding like some Final Fantasy 13 like, shit.
It is. And if you watch Kingsglaive, you might as well watch Brotherhood, so at least you understand where who the boys are and where they're coming from and their relationships with one another.
Okay.
Because, turns out there's more than just Kingsglaive in terms of the Kingsguard. There's what they are. I forget their names. But no, so it's Final Fantasy 15. It's an interesting game. It's very interesting. If you've been a longtime Final Fantasy fan, this game is very... It feels immediately familiar, but then nothing works as you think it does.
Okay.
I will say, I believe this is the first open world Final Fantasy, we'll say.
All right.
But it's only it's not really open world. Like, there's a lot of things that you think you should be able to do in an open world that you can't.
Like,
Well, there's cars in this game.
Yeah.
That you can drive.
Yeah.
I mean, you can almost drive.
So that was the weird... When I was like, oh, look, I can drive the car, right? All it says, it's like, take your turn driving the car. I'm like, sick, I'm going to go drive around. And I found it really hard to drive off the road.
Because you can't.
Because you can't. Because you are magnetized to your lane.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, that defeats the purpose.
Of being able to drive the car.
I'm just going to go into auto mode.
Yeah, there's no reason to drive the car.
It's the only thing I want's a trophy for it.
You can jump.
You can jump, but...
You can't Skyrim jump it.
Yeah.
You can't even jump on cars.
Oh, yeah.
You can't jump on objects. You can't... Like, and I know it sounds stupid, but it's just like... The game... It feels like they were so... They really did not want to break immersion from the story. That okay. So they wouldn't let you do stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just weird.
Like, I've noticed anywhere that you would think you just like, oh, I have to jump to get up here.
Yeah.
It's always like, no, you can just walk there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, it's like a cliffside. I got to jump over this rock. It's like, no, you just walk over the rock. No, just
go around it. Yeah. And, yeah. There you go. The battle system is interesting.
Yeah, this is... Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I thought this game got really interesting,
mm-hmm.
which was like, I don't know if this is too beginner friendly
mm-hmm.
or how advanced this gets in later games.
Yeah.
You know more than I do.
Yeah. So basically it's got lock on.
Yeah.
And the way fights roll out is it's not random battles. It's just on the field. So you can avoid them if you want. There's mm-hmm. There's an area of the battle that if you walk out of, it counts as you running.
Of aggro.
Yep. You hold circle. Your character does auto attack.
And it just goes.
Hold square, auto dodge or block, whatever.
If you hold square, you're invulnerable, it seems.
Until your MP runs out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Right.
If you hold square just before an attack, you will go into parry. And then you have to hit circle.
It's a counterattack.
Yeah. And then you have your commands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe it's L1, your commands. You can, each of your three members, each has a specified attack that they can do. Mm-hmm. They can only do that one attack through it. The entirety of the battle.
Mm-hmm.
But you can switch it up. If you switch up their gear and then you switch up their skills and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah, leveling up is... it's not the sphere grid, but it's also not the crystal from 13. It's got a bit more openness to it. You're not just following a line. So you can choose what to upgrade when.
I don't know. From what I've seen, it's just you're following a line either north, south, either east, or west.
Yeah, but I mean, do you remember in 13... Like, it was one line.
Yeah, true.
Like, and you just...
Well, that whole game was one line, yeah,
that's
so...
That's true. But yeah, the gameplay loop is basically kind of like any Western open world game where it's... there's a guy here, he's the marker, he'll give you the quest, the main quest,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is the story quest. If you keep doing that, you'll just keep doing the story quests.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, you can do a lot of side quests, and this game is filled with side quests.
Which I love.
And the loop of the game is you do the main quests, but the main quests eventually get to a point where you're underleveled.
Okay.
So you do the side quests. And you do the side quests to level up, to get different items, different abilities or whatnot. And then when you get to a high enough level, then you can continue on the main story. And that's the basic gameplay loop. There's also monster hunts, which you can do.
Which was my favorite part of 12, and I'm very glad they brought back hunts.
That's what I've been doing the most, the monster hunts in this, and they're all a lot of fun, because they actually make the battle system challenging.
Okay.
Because, well, not challenging, it's more a question of stamina, because they're just so tough to beat.
I just really hope that you could face unique enemies. Like, that was the whole thing of 12, is like, hey, there's a thing going on, like, the weird stuff's happening in the mist, like, mm-hmm. can you go...
Mm-hmm.
fight this thing
mm-hmm.
and it's like, oh hey, look, like a one-off enemy, they made this model specifically for this hunt.
Yeah,
you're not gonna fight it anywhere else.
Yeah, the quests seem to have that, but only at the higher end.
Okay.
or a specific one that's linked to the story.
Well, that's also what 12 did. Like,
okay,
at the beginning you're also like, go kill five flans.
Yeah, that's basically what I've been doing most of it. Like, there's one of them where you have to unlock the chocobo stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you do the one specific hunt where it's like,
okay,
kill the behemoth.
Okay, so cool.
Yeah, and there's that. A lot of menus, a lot of them not as intuitive as I would have liked.
Stylish as fuck, though.
Yeah, no, like, the game looks cool. Yeah. It's just, I wish it was a bit easier to navigate. The game has fast travel, but you can only fast travel from your car.
Oh, so if you walk super far away from your car, then you're boned, or?
Yeah, so what they let you do is they let you instantly travel back to your car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird.
And then when the game gets you back to your car, then you can fast travel to a certain point.
They really want you to have that car, eh?
But the game has so much loading. Like, it is super load heavy.
So I haven't experienced any loading.
When you start having to fast travel to go back and forth between points when you want to do all your side quests,
yeah.
It gets very, very, like, load times are like a minute. Like, it's rough.
That seems rough.
The world is, the explorable world is quite large. It's probably as big as the Witcher's map, I would say, if you have any.
Is it truly open world, or are they really large funnels?
It's open world in the sense that you can explore any part of it.
Okay.
Is it as dense as a what I would consider a real open world game? No.
Okay, but, like, more of what I'm saying is, like, okay, so say there's, like, here's the rainforest area,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This whole area is the rainforest area.
Yeah.
If I walk far enough, yeah. Will I eventually go into the desert area, or do I have to, like, cross an invisible barrier?
No.
Which then loads a desert area.
No, you can go right through.
Oh, okay.
You can go right through. However, there's, like, certain entrance points that you have to get to.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But I meant more, like, each, like...
No, it's one
map
big world.
Map type isn't isolated.
No, it's one big world.
Okay.
But at the same time, I thought for some reason this game you'd be exploring the entire world of Final Fantasy XV. You're not.
No, that's for World of Final Fantasy.
No. You're exploring one small continent.
Okay.
One tiny continent. Yeah, and that's really it. I mean, the game is about you and your friends. I don't really know what the point of the story is. Like, where I'm at right now, I'm about 20 hours in. The whole point is... You are inheriting the power of the king.
Yeah.
Because guess what, Prince Noctis? You're king now, but you need to...
Act like a king?
No, you gotta get all the powers that your father had.
Oh, okay.
Because your father has all these wicked powers, or had all these wicked powers. But he doesn't just give them to you.
Okay.
You have to earn them all, he's just like he did.
He's like the Bill Gates, right? Like, he's like, I'm only leaving my kids like $1 million.
Yeah. So where I'm at the story now, like, I'm doing that. I'm getting all the royal weapons. I'm getting the royal summons.
Yeah.
I do not know what the hell's going on between me and Luna Freya. I don't know what's going on with the opposing kingdom. Like, did we sign this treaty? Did we fall? Are we at war? What's going on with my kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what's going on.
For me, so far, I've only... Like, I felt that the story is pretty much like, hey, go on this... character building adventure.
That's what it seems like.
You're a spoiled brat.
Yeah.
Like, go learn about the world. You can't rule a kingdom if you don't know anything about it.
Yeah. There is this problem, though, where it feels like something big is about to happen.
Okay.
And they start to push you, like, with a sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm.
And then it runs to that problem where, yo, we gotta get on this mission, but... Want to do some side quests?
Okay.
And so
it's like the whole thing of like the end of the world is coming, but only if you initiate this quest.
That's how the entire game feels like to me right now. I'm really enjoying it. It's not perfect. There's things about it that I would totally change. I'm not a fan of how they did the magic. Magic's weird.
Magic is like they're like one-time use items, and you can stack them.
Yeah,
it's like almost Final Fantasy VIII.
It's almost like that. You know how in 8 you have to junction from the enemy?
Yeah.
There's specific spots on the map, and there's only 3 elements. Fire, blizzard, and lightning.
Oh, okay.
And you suck it out of the earth.
Okay.
And then when you contain, like, the ingredients, you go into your alchemy.
Oh, and you craft
and
magic?
And you craft magic.
Huh.
You could put fire and blizzard together. I think you have to
unlock... Frostfire.
It doesn't work that way. Like, when I did it, it just means, like, you have... The spell that casts a random magic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I guess certain recipes.
Yeah, so what I do is I would just craft, like, I pick one element and then I mix it with an antidote.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me poison fire or, like, poison blizzard.
All right.
And that's really cool, but, like, it gives you 3 charges.
Yep.
And then you're out.
And then also, at least from the tutorial, it seems like all, if not most, of the magic is just, like, chuck it, like,
yeah,
like, here's like a radius, just aim it and throw.
Yeah, although I've gotten to the point now where, like, apparently my teammates can do it and they have, like, Blizzara, whereas I only have Blizzard.
Okay.
And I'm like, how did you guys get that?
You guys make Blizzara.
Yeah,
Prince Noctis, you must learn for yourself.
I really enjoy how they did the experience in this game.
Okay.
Where essentially it's like a bank system. Like you find something and you bank all the experience points.
Oh, and then you go camping.
But you go camping to level, to spend them.
Okay.
So I enjoy that. I also enjoy how when your life goes down, you don't die. Instead, you go into like a danger mode.
Oh, and then if you get hit there, it like chips off your total health.
Yeah, and then when you get like revived from that, you can't get to max health anymore. Yeah. Like I really enjoy that. I mean, it removes the frustration of instant game over, and it lets you know when you're like maybe underleveled for this fight. Maybe you should run.
So for me in the Type Zero demo, there was an area where you have to go in a cave to get a summon. Mm. Did you play the Type Zero demo?
I did.
Okay, so the place with all the goblins.
Yeah.
Right. I was severely underleveled for that.
Yeah.
But by the time I realized it, I was too deep in the dungeon
to
backtrack.
Yeah.
So I was in a constant loop for like half an hour of like attack two dudes, instant I'm going to die mode.
Yeah.
And then someone heals me. I got to warp out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, look, all my teammates are dead. Warp back. Hopefully I don't get hit and I can try and revive them. Yeah. And that seemed a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
Rather than just like, oh, look, you're dead.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, I'm really enjoying it. Like, I really like it. Because I'm also playing this alongside Tokyo Mirage Sessions. And I've said before that Tokyo feels like an old game.
Yeah.
This feels different. It feels new. It doesn't feel completely 100% solid in terms of its execution.
Yeah.
But I like the direction it's going. And it's kind of sad that I'm going to say this, but I'm actually more excited for the next Final Fantasy. Just because now they've built upon like some of the, like it's weird that this game has been in development for like 10 years and yet it feels very rushed to what they put out.
Mm.
Like it doesn't feel
particularly, like it feels like a bunch of ideas that are like almost there.
Because I guess I think back to like 2006 when it was announced, and it's like they were making this game just at the dawn of when open worlds is becoming a big thing.
Yeah.
And I guess they've just been looking at all these new ideas, how they've been coming along through the years. And when they finally got to their idea, it's been a decade, and they feel a bit older now.
Well, that was also, like, the Duke Nukem Forever issue.
Yeah.
Of, like, hey, look, like, back in the day, Duke Nukem was, like, that kind of game could still be made.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, games have changed so much. And, like, it was doubled down for Duke Nukem, because it's, like, that humor doesn't fly anymore.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's, like, anything that goes into development for that long.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing that they actually released a product that's apparently as good as it is.
Yeah, right? No, I think it's a really good game. I think it's really good.
Yeah, I guess it would. That'd be a weird development cycle of just being like, look at all these things that are innovating. Like, do we A, catch up and try and do that? Or B, do we just work with what we have and push this game finally?
And obviously the answer they took is a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Column A, column B. But the result speaks for itself. It's like, it does feel like things are missing. Yeah. At the same time, they tried something different in it. And it's pretty fun. But speaking of things that don't fly anymore, I don't usually get offended or feel uncomfortable by, like, the anime fan service thing.
Okay.
But Cindy's character.
Grade A.
I you meet her within the first 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what the fuck is this?
Boobs in your face.
Yeah, and you're like.
Yo, but that's Prompto's girl. You can't.
Prompto can have her.
All right.
It's cool. Fine. Whatever. It's all yours, boy. I'm just saying. But it was just so weird for how. Like, everybody else in this game is, like, she's the only character in the game who looks like that.
That, like, yeah. So, Final Fantasy garb has always been a little on the weird side.
Yeah.
But this is the most normal I've seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, not counting games where it's like, hey, we're in medieval era, right?
Yeah.
But her being the only character
in
that kind of an outfit.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Gladio counts. Because he's just like, here, I got a button-up shirt, but I refuse to button it up. Also, no undershirts. Check out my pecs.
I actually changed mine so he has a shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right? So when it's like, there's only like, maybe like, her and like, half another character that does something like that. It is really, I wouldn't want to say off-putting, but I want to say odd.
It is odd. It's kind of forced. It almost feels like they had a quota to fill. They're like, well, we need
hella boobs.
Yeah, we gotta put boobs in somewhere, right?
We gotta put it in all in this one character.
Yeah. And it's like, let's make her a mechanic. And let's have scenes of her washing your car. And it's like, I'm filling your gas.
I'm sorry, what scenes of washing your car? Like, Carl's Jr. level of washing your car?
Well, she's not naked, but there's a scene where the camera's inside and she's leaning over the windshield and she's wiping it down.
Oh.
Like, bent over so you can see right down her shirt. Like, that kind of stuff.
Huh.
Yeah, so it just feels really strange.
That, because the okay, again, not a stranger to fan service, but
it feels out of
nothing
place.
Else in that game does yeah, that.
It feels so out of it's weird. Like I couldn't. It, yeah, I don't know. There's other skills too. Cooking is cool.
Okay, yeah. So there was like cooking, photography, fishing, and
survival.
Survival.
You could do the fishing. I like fishing.
Okay.
It reminded me of good days in Zelda 64.
Oh, we're gonna have time?
Yeah.
Just go to the fish pond.
Yeah, it reminded me of that.
All right.
I got sick bait.
Did you get the sinking lure? Did you walk into the right part of the lake and get the sinking lure?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
But I do have dragon's beard as my fishing line.
It seems like cheating.
It is cheating. So I can catch anything.
All right.
Yeah.
How's the gill situation? So, like, right now, being only an hour in, I've done a couple hunts. I've done
tight.
A couple quests.
Tight.
But I'm getting no cash.
Hunts.
Hunts are the way to go.
Get cash. And okay. Once you get the... I have a skill. It's not a skill. I have a whistle.
All right.
That I can just call for enemies to grind.
Oh, my God.
That's how you get experience and okay. Money.
All right. Can you choose what enemies come?
No.
Oh, so like one day it's like, oh, I'm just going to, oh, it's a bunch of like saber tusks.
I don't know.
And then, oh, look, it's death gaze.
So I don't know if it's like location based.
Oh, okay.
Or whatnot. Speaking of which, if you venture out too far into the wilderness, you will run across animals that are just going to run you down.
Good. Like, that's what happened when I played Final Fantasy 1. Like, yeah. I went one pixel too far. It's like, hey, level 50 werewolves, get fucked.
Yeah, you run into like level 99 dinosaurs and you're just like, I ran across this one area in the map where it's just a pit.
What?
Like, it's just a pit?
Like, just a hole in the ground?
Yeah, and there's this giant, like, dog-looking lion thing.
Inside.
Just, he can't leave it, and he just roams around. I'm like, if you fall in there, what the fuck happens?
You should find out.
No, I was, like, level 4, and I thought, no, that's not gonna happen.
You should find out.
Yeah, I'm level 30 now, so who knows?
Whatever, that dog's probably, out. Like, level 107.
I'm pretty sure it's 50, so we'll see.
That was, again, I keep making callbacks to 12, because, like, that was really the only other, like, open-world Final Fantasy
yeah.
in kind of this 3D vein.
Yeah.
Where, like, yeah, like, there'll be times where I was playing Final Fantasy 12, it's like, oh, look, I went one screen too far. Here's the summon I'm not ready for.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, it's Final Fantasy, so it has some cool scripted events and cool yeah. things happen.
Like, even in the opening scene, the whole thing, the fiery dude in the chair, like, that whole scene was dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the game looks really nice.
Well, you're older.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're like, what is this?
And you have a goatee, and you're yeah. like, Noctis?
I really like, I think my favorite thing that came out of this game is all the puns. That have been happening with the character names,
yeah.
especially on Reddit, yeah. but also by Prompto. Yeah. Prompto's making a lot of puns. I was facing an enemy, and I hit him with a greatsword, and he went flying. And then Prompto goes, it looks like you Noctis one out of the park. And I was like, woo, my boy!
It gets pretty annoying, because that's like his only line after a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm Gladios, you survived.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's a fun game. I like it.
I've only played an hour and I'm already addicted to that stupid pinball game.
You can spend a lot of money on customizing your car.
Awesome.
Like, a lot.
Can I get sick decals?
Yeah,
but they're race,
expensive.
Can I race for pinks?
No, you can't, but you can buy soundtracks to every other Final Fantasy game.
Can I live my life?
No, you cannot.
A quarter mile at a time.
No.
Damn.
I just got the supercharger for my car, so it goes faster.
Oh, nice.
It's my auto driving.
Did you get the hybrid adapter, so you use less fuel?
Oh, no. I got the...
Is that a thing? I don't know. I just made that up.
No, there's one where it's like aerodynamic coat or wax. Wax!
I'm sorry. I was like, your car got a coat?
No, wax. It's a wax finish.
Okay.
To make it more slippery and more aerodynamic.
What the frig?
So it uses less fuel.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, no, like, Cindy has a quest line where she's like, just get parts for God. And I'll surface her, baby. Like, that's what she says. And you're like, all right.
Okay. That was almost porn.
Yeah.
Okay, no, but, like, I'll be able to play more for next week. And hopefully we can have, like, you'll be farther, obviously. But
yeah,
hopefully we'll have a more in-depth discussion. Yeah.
I probably won't be able to beat it, but.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I have some friends who have already, like, mainlined the story and
yeah.
they're done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not me. Like, yeah. I'm going to be going after every hunt. I'm going to be trying after every side story. Mm-hmm. Which reminds me, hey, you want to help me out on a side story? I heard a dude's voice in the desert. And it's like, find the mysterious voice.
Oh, that one?
And I can't find him within the stupid circle that it gives me the area to search for.
Yeah, I didn't bother looking for him.
Oh, okay.
Also, buy a repair kit.
Buy a repair kit?
Yeah, at a shop.
Or?
You'll just need it.
Okay.
Because there's a one random quest where some guy has an accident and he can't get home in his car.
Oh, okay. I'll buy one in advance, yeah. I guess. Thank
and
you.
You'll just need
I'll
it.
I'll just have it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. But no, fun game.
But that's it for regular time.
It's time for Kamen Rider.
It's time to, I'm a Kamen Rider.
So this episode was about Snipe getting his two.
His one first.
It was one.
His level three.
Sorry, I meant, he was trying to get his level three, and then he wanted to race for Pinks with.
Yeah, he wants to race for Pinks.
With, or he wanted to battle with X8 and Brave for theirs.
Yeah. Dude gets his, he gets his level three.
And he's,
Snipe becomes Robotech Jet.
He's a Macross fighter.
Yeah. He gets two miniguns.
And then he gets missiles.
And he gets missiles.
And he's like, hey, Kamen Riders, you can't fight me in the air.
And he's like, also, hey, I'm way better than you.
Yep.
And he wrecks them.
Yeah, he does. And, right? then he takes their powers.
That's pretty much like the long and short of that episode. Like, yeah. A bunch of stuff happens. It's like, oh, look, the patient we had since last episode, mm-hmm. like, repairs their relationships with the people he severed them with.
Yeah. Right? I think the most important story beat for this episode was they introduced the Proto-Gashats.
Yes. Not finished games, I assume. Yeah. Right? And we learned that the guy who's a bugster,
yeah,
who became a human or whatever,
yeah,
can just jam shit into his body.
Yep. We learned that. We also learned that all the Kamen Riders had to go on a special operation before they could use the game driver.
Mm-hmm.
Except for one.
Which is?
Our hero. And isn't that curious?
It's almost like he was chosen.
Hmm, interesting. So we'll see where that story beat leads to.
Yeah. But this episode is pretty cut and dry. Like, it was very to the point. Like, they tied up loose ends with that patient, and then mm-hmm. they're like, hey, the villains are on the move.
Yeah.
Right?
But yeah, that was this episode. So, like, X8 and Brave have lost their level 3s.
Yeah. I don't think Brave did. X8 did, I know.
Brave did. He lost did he? His, yeah.
Because I only remember Snipe taking the Rocket Punch one.
No, he took the DJ one.
Oh, he took
one.
Both? Okay. Yeah.
So level he has
a 5.
My Twitter's awful.
Why?
Because they have spoiled the next episode for me.
Aw.
Yeah. And they also showed off an interesting form. I could tell you if you want me
like
to.
Like an interesting combination? How about you tell me off the air?
Okay. All
right.
How about I tell you now?
Okay, fine.
What?
Tell me now?
Do you want to know now?
I don't know. Do the listeners want to know?
You know what? The listeners already have seen the episode by the time they hear this.
True facts.
So the next episode, I guess you were thinking level 4 or 5.
Yeah.
What if I told you they just jumped to level 99?
Already?
Yeah.
Dude, we're not even in double-digit episode numbers yet.
But, like, it would make... But it would make sense, because I remember in Gaim, it took till episode 15 before the real story revealed itself.
Yeah.
And this whole thing might just be a lead-up to that.
Okay.
Because,
like, yeah, this thing's supposed to be, like, 40-something episodes?
Yeah.
And we're already jumping to level 99?
Yeah.
So, like, dude, they're gonna prestige.
That's what I'm hoping, man.
Like...
prestige.
They got to.
Prestige, yep. I mean, cool.
Like, unless they make their own games?
I don't know. Because the gamer dude, or yeah. the CEO,
yeah.
he's like, why are you doing this? He's like, I want to know why the Bucksters are here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll go good, and yeah. then those bad guys will really go bad.
Oh, the Buckster, the guy?
Yeah.
Maybe. So. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. It's still fun and exciting.
Yeah. The theme song, still the best.
Yeah. We look forward to more.
That's it.
That's it.
See you later.
Yeah, that's the end of the episode. That's it.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. Next week, you can expect more Final Fantasy talk.
Yeah, 100%.
And I don't think it'll be as news heavy.
No, I don't think there should be more news after that.
No.
Big reveal.
No, Last Guardian's out.
Yeah, but I got Final Fantasy to play.
I was surprised when I saw you playing that.
And Gravity Rush.
I bought that too.
And jazz punk, director's cut.
Nope, can't follow you on that one. Nope.
I knew it.
Nope. But Overwatch starts next week, so get excited for that.
No.
Bye.
Not gonna do it.
Thanks, Anthony.
Nope.
Thanks for playing Overwatch.
No.